Driver Fatigue was the subject of the RTA's 2001 campaign. John Bevans.
Stop, revive, survive had been around for a long time as a phrase, and there'd been a number of commercials about people falling asleep at the wheel. One of our writers, Alex France, discovered this obscure phenomenon called a microsleep. And it seemed to me that a microsleep was a particularly interesting phenomenon in that it took the old idea of falling asleep at the wheel and turned it on its head. Really, we don't fall asleep at the wheel. Nobody's going to fall asleep at the wheel. We fall asleep in bed on a pillow. But when you talked about this idea of a microsleep, people really related to it. And a lot of people said, yeah, gee, I've had one of those. I wasn't driving. Or some people say, yeah, I've had one when I was driving. It's very scary.
Actually, the microsleep campaign was unique in a number of different ways. There was a lot of scientific background that triggers the brain to shut off at certain times to send you to sleep. And we recruited a very high-profile scientist, Dr. Karl Krasilinski, who was acknowledged as a very smart person and, as a scientist, spoke to people in layman's language which they could understand. And he was able to introduce the term microsleep. And he also presented to the public that it doesn't just happen out of the blue. There are early warning signs. So as you experience these early warning signs, you should be aware that you're entering into a microsleep zone. And just on that, one of the key features of that campaign was the microsleep message, obviously, but it was also a part of the campaign that we said, if you shut your eyes for 4 seconds and you're travelling at 100 kilometres an hour, in that 4 seconds, you'll travel 100 metres with your eyes shut. That message was the real trigger for people to go, oh, 100 metres out of control. That was a part of the scientific rationale that people just couldn't refute.
The brief was that there can be no legislative intervention with driver fatigue. It's not illegal, strictly speaking, to drive fatigued. It's illegal to drink drive. And yet driving fatigued, if you have a microsleep, you're far more dangerous than a drunk who's driving, because a drunk who's driving is still partly in control of the vehicle. We can never compare it with drink driving, but it's an interesting phenomenon. So it had to be a campaign that through sheer, I guess, persuasion got people to change their driving habits and change their behaviour and to become aware of the warning signs of driver fatigue, stretching, yawning, wriggling. And the campaign was very much an educational campaign that first up said, look, here's what a microsleep is, here's why it's so dangerous, and here's how to tell if you're at risk of having one.